Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prophetic Experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Down in my soul. Hallelujah. I love you, Lord Jesus. I love you. Hallelujah. I love you, Lord Jesus. I love you. I love you. Lord Jesus, I love you down, down, deep, deep down in my soul. We just bless God for you coming this morning. Amen. We certainly honor the Spirit of the living God. We honor our visionary Apostle Matthews. And we honor Dr. Rita Bryant. Amen. Our administrator. I honor, hallelujah, all of the kingdom leaders out there in Blog Talk and on the prophetic conference line, and to my co-host, amen, overseer-elect Patrice, amen, wonderful one of God, hallelujah, to keep me energized, amen, hallelujah. We honor, hallelujah, all of God's people everywhere. And certainly this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Overseer, you want to greet our audience this morning?
Yes, good morning. God bless everyone that is on the line. God bless our leaders. As the woman of God mentioned, Apostle and Prophet Laron Matthews, Dr. Bryant, the intercessors, my leaders of Restoration and Truth Ministries, Apostle Mari Simmons and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons, all the young people that are on the line, those upcoming ministers and leaders in leadership. God bless everyone that's on the line. I'm so thankful to be here and also want to give God thanks and praise to the woman of God of this line that's been carrying it on for several years now, and that is you, Dr. Wilkes. I'm so thankful that we have been growing in so many ways when it comes to the Word of God. It's challenging, and I love the fact that God has used you to push me to that new level of God's word. So God bless you.
Amen. This is truly an honor to just be here. And you know, this is the month that the world calls the month of Thanksgiving. But we know every day is the day of Thanksgiving. The songwriter says, God's been so good to me. Every day he keeps blessing me. Every day is the day of Thanksgiving. We ought to take the time out to glorify the Lord. Amen. I don't want to start singing this morning, because you know, I just feel the joy bells ringing in my soul. Hallelujah. So you can't help but to sing. When the Lord has been good to you, you can't help but to, Hallelujah. No matter what the situation is, when you start thinking about all of the good things that God has done, what he's preserved you from and what he's kept you from and how you could have turned out, my God from glory, this will make you dance. It'll make you dance, 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 dance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to turn it on. I'm not sure if Mother Sydney's on the line. Mother, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, now. Let me tell y'all about Mother Sydney. Mother Sydney might be a mother, but let me tell you, she got some young blood in her. let me tell you, if she ain't no old fried laid to the side in the corner mother, she's a jazzy little mother.
I love it,
y'all. All right, mother, come on now.
Sometimes I forget I'm a mother and a grandmother. I tell you, I forget that. Amen. But I thank and praise the Lord on this morning. Good morning. Good morning to all. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank and praise you on this day. We say that this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank and praise you, Lord God, for another day. Another day that we have never seen before, Lord God. Yesterday is gone and never to return again. And Father God, we are continuing to this day, pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling. We thank and praise you, Lord God, that we are fine, that we are forgiven, Lord God. We thank and praise you that you've forgiven us of our sins, Father God, sins of omission, sins of commission, Lord God. Lord, we don't willfully, God, or intentionally try to sin, Lord God, but we thank you that we are forgiven, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord God, we just want to be like you, Lord God. That's why we're striving for excellence, God. That's why we're striving for perfection, Lord God. We want to be like you, Lord God. We want to walk like you. We want to talk like you, Lord God. We even want to look like you, Lord God. Hiya. Yes, Lord. We want to look like you, Lord God. We want your light to shine through us, Lord God, that every man, woman, girl, and boy, hallelujah, will see the Christ in us, Lord God, thy risen Savior in us, Lord God. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for how you chose us, Lord God, because we didn't choose you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You chose us and you found us, Lord God. Hallelujah. In our mess, God. And we thank and praise you, Lord God, that you saved us, that you snatched us, Lord God, from going to a hellfire, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the visionary of the line. We pray for Dr. Wilf, Lord God, Overseer Pidgett, Father God. Oh, God, Administrator Brian, we pray for all kingdom leaders, God, in the name of Jesus, a part of the ministry, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for those, Lord God, by the sound of my voice on the conference line and the blog talk, Lord. God, we don't want to forget our babies. We don't want to forget our young people, Lord God. Oh, God, because, Lord God, the stresses of the world, Lord God, sometimes is overtaking them, God. But, Lord God, we thank and praise you, Lord God, if you have someone there, oh, God, to pull them up. You have us there as intercessors, as mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers to keep, Lord, praying for them and standing in the gap for them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, we thank you right now, God, for all things, God. We thank you, Lord God, because by your stripes we're healed. We thank you, Lord God, even, yes, once again, for our young people, Lord God. Maybe the old child, God. Lord God, that some of them get up early in the morning, God. Now, mind me, the old child, God, to hear the word, to hear your word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you that you guide them, that you lead them, oh, God, throughout today and throughout their life, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, continue to equip them, Father. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, equip them, my Nibiri Oshaya, God. oh God, to do what you have called them to do, God, for what you have created them to do, Lord God, because you knew them before they were formed in their mother's womb. And we thank you today. We thank and praise you, Lord God, hallelujah, God, that you have healed our body, God, because you said by your stripes we're healed. There's healing in the land, Father. We thank and praise you, Lord God, for your outstretched hand, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that we are here. Thank you, Mamma, God. Ah, yamanamahaya. Oh, thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jimakataya, yes, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you. God. We thank Makataya. We thank you right now, Father. Oh, God, that you have your way, God. Have your way in the midst today, God. Dr. Wilson, Overseer Picky, God. As they go forward, Lord God, and teaching your word, Lord God. Oh, God, with the creativity, with the alphabet. Oh, bless your name, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, and we will forever, we will give you glory, we will give you honor, and we will give you praise, Lord God, because we know that it belongs to you, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, have recourse on the line, God. Move by your spirit, hey, yada, yada, yada. Move by your spirit, Lydia, God. Move by your spirit, God. And we thank and praise you, Lord God, of the Oshaya, God, that you're continually healing, God. You're healing sick bodies, Lord God, of Oman, the Oshaya, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we know there's nothing too hard for you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank and praise you, Lord God, those that are going through pain in their body, the Oshaya pain, God. Oh, God, surgical pain, mind me, the Oshaya, God. Pain of disappointment, God. Oh, my, you're God. Lord, you're that bomb. I'm not in the higher, God. You're that bomb in Gilead, God. Oh, God, we thank you today, God. We praise you today, Lord God. In the God, because we can look to the hills, but we come with our help, God, and our help comes from you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, for my middle of Oshaya, God, we thank you right now, God. Lord God, we cast all our cares up on you, God, because you care for us, Lord God. Every yoke, God, mind in the Oshaya, God, we cast it to you, Lord God, the mind in the Oshaya. Every mail that we got, God, in the Oshaya, God, doesn't have our name on it, God. We cast it to you, God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, we know that you're a fixer-upper. God, in the Oshaya, God, you're a mind regulator, God. In the Oshaya, God. Lord God, you're able to change our anatomy. You're able to change the way we think, God. You're able to change our hearts, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I tell you, the Oshaya, God. Lord God, you are a good, good father, Lord God. You're a way maker, Lord God. In the Oshaya, God. You're the creator of everything, God. My name is Oshaya, God. Lord, we thank you today. Lord, we thank you today, God. Lord, we lift up holy hands to you today, God. Lord God, we worship you in spirit and in truth today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me, Lord God. I shall bless your name, God. Lord God, Lord, for the rising of the sun, God, to the going down of the same, Lord God. Let your people praise your name today, God. Let them shabbat you, Lord God. Let them give you a right now praise, God, an everlasting praise, God. Give you the highest praise, which is hallelujah, God. Lord, I thank you today, God, for another chance, God. Lord God, continue to flow on the line today, Lord God. Release your spirit. Let your spirit have free course in every soul that come up on the line, God. And some that's on the line, God, that need to be saved, Lord God. Lord God, let them not harden heart, let them not harden their heart, Lord God. When they hear you tapping at the door, Lord God, let them receive you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I am the Most High, God. a God that's high and lifted up, God. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, bless your name, God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you and we give you praise and we give you honor. And it is so in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paved for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
God bless you, Dr. Wilson. God bless everyone that's listening on the line. Just a couple of announcements. On the first Sunday, which is December 3rd, Dr. Matthews will be celebrating 20 years in the ministry. And what they're asking for this year, if you will, purchase a T-shirt. You can reach out to us at 877-912-2027. You can text us at 334-440-6152, or you can dial the local ministry at 770-815-6188 if you would like to purchase a T-shirt. 708-725-6188. That's the number. Purchase a T-shirt. The T-shirts are $25. And if you'd like to just please reach out to us either way through the text or the telephone call. That's all I have this morning, Dr. Wilkes.
Amen. Amen. So there's no questions this morning. Amen.
No, ma'am, not at this time.
All right, all right, all right. All right, young people, hallelujah. This is the first part of the hour before we get into our lesson this morning. We just want to say for those of you that have been celebrating all year long, and we miss you, saying happy birthday to you, or happy anniversary to anyone out there. We do want to extend you a very blessed one. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm excited because one of my clients, she is a leap year baby. And she's actually, her daughter called me, and we're already working on her celebration of life in March for next year, if the Lord say the same. And I said, so how old will your mom be if she was really celebrating her real birthday? She said, 16. And I said, oh, so she's going to be sweet 16, even though she's 60-something years old. But we're going to celebrate the leap year birthday versus the birthday that she is. So that's going to be, I'm excited about that. So I'm always saying happy birthday. And this is something that I do because life is precious. And I told her, you celebrate your mama. Celebrate your mama. Amen. She is excited about celebrating her mother. And I know that some of you may say, well, I have a good mama. Or I don't know, well, Lord, why I'm way over here. Jesus. Some might say, I didn't have a good daddy. Even though you may have to have a natural, biological parent that was good to you, there was somebody that stood in the stead and was good to you. And certainly we want you to still honor them. Honor them because you wouldn't even be here had it not been for those two individuals. So just think about it and then allow the love of God. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Allow the love of God to saturate your heart. This morning, I want to encourage the young people, before we go into the line, no matter what distresses that you're going through, know that there's somebody that you can talk to. Know that there's somebody that does care about your life and can see further than what you see. Remember, somebody in this world has experienced what you're going through, and they have become successful in this world. You just have to take the time out
to allow God to minister to you through those individuals. Amen. So we certainly, and so with that being said, if you have a question that is burning in your spirit, you can text 334-440-6152. That's 334-440-6152. And I'm saying this because I'm really thinking about having someone to come and talk to our youth, and this is his profession. He talked to the youth about about not necessarily mental disease or nothing like that, about your thinking, your mental capacity. You need your mind, and you need your mind healthy. You need your mind healthy to not to do things in an ill-mannered way. And what I mean by ill-mannered way, that means you're still doing things over and over again, and you're not getting good results. So something is that's bothering you. You need to talk it out. You need to talk to somebody. Just because you talk to somebody and get counseling or nothing like that does not mean that you are crazy. Something is wrong with you. It does not mean any of that. Believe you me, I am 61 years old, and when I need counseling, I know who to call. I know sometimes there are some things that goes on in your life, even though I'm trying to start a business. My mind has to stay healthy, because if my mind is not healthy, I cannot sleep. If I don't get no sleep, my body start breaking down. My mind can't think about the next process that needs to be done, and I can't hear from God. And I can pray, but if my mind is still discombobulated, then I can't hear the free, clear precepts from the Lord. So this is why I'm saying these things to you, young people. Don't ever think that you cannot get the help that you need. It is there for you. And so we're going to be looking at that in the near future. But today, so again, if you need to ask a question on the blog side or on the conference line, you can text 334-440-6152. Amen, amen, amen. All right, Overseer Elect Piggott. Today, we are going to come, hallelujah, presenting to you the letter R. Well, that rolled out of my mouth.
R. Like just R.
Oh, my. How did that get there? This is why I said she's good for me. Amen. I love her. All right. We have several words. And I have five, but I'm going to only stick with the four. And Overseer, she has words too. So we don't know how that these words are going to intertwine. Okay, her words are, drum roll. Okay, that wasn't a drum, but okay, we'll do. Righteous, ruler, reign. Not the reign, R-A-I-N, but the R-E-I-G-H. Oh, no, N, I'm sorry. It looks like a H to me. Rich, resting place. Restore or repair, redeemer or rescuer. All right, I dropped my rescue. I'm going to let you go ahead. My words are reprove, rose, R-O-S-E. Uh-huh, there's a twist to that one. So, red eye and root. R-O-O-T. Those are my words. So, amen. we're going to just, see, when we present these letters in the course, I'm still loving on the letter Chu, because that one was, so I'm really going to see what he's going to do with X, Y, and Z. Because I thought Chu was hard, but it was pretty easy. So the question is, I'm still stuck on that one. Because then I got in a conversation with somebody about a question, and we was going at it. I mean, it was so good. But hallelujah. So therefore, we're going to come today with you to the letter R. Overseer, what do you got for us?
I was sitting here thinking as you were talking to the youth about their mind and resting place is where we can find, you know, that peace of mind where, you know, the Lord will meet us and he will minister to us. And I saw the scripture. Some people may want to know what resting place is. It's a place where you can get quiet.
Mm-hmm.
It's a secret place where you can, I mean, that's an S word, but it's a place where you can go and cast your cares, you know. And so in Psalms 132:14, in the King James Version, it says, "This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell. I will have desire it, for I have desired it. And so David was talking about the place where he was with God, that resting place. And that's where he wanted to dwell in, because, you know, with all of the chaos, all the things that was happening to him, all the, you know, people, the wars and him fighting and, you know, and people chasing him and just, you know, the cares of life. And you think about your own life, you know, you have school, you have, you know, you may have a job, you may have to pay a little bit of bills, you know, and then, you know, some may have other responsibilities in leadership at church and, you know, and all these things has bombarded you all at one time. And then you want to be a good example for other people, but you have to go to that resting place with him. And what David said, he said, "I have desired it." That's the place where you have to desire. Some people desire food or to comfort them, or they look to the opposite, you know, sex to meet their needs. But David made it really plain that this resting place where he can dwell. And then in Matthew's 11, it's the New Testament, 11:28-30, and I'm reading the New Message Bible. It says, "Are you tired, worn out, burnt out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I will show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn to take a real rest." Learn to talk and take a real rest. And okay, and it says, "Learn to take a real rest. Wait with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn to unforce rhythms of grace." Wow, that's deep right there. "Learn how to unforce rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you will learn to live freely and lightly." He's our resting place. It's almost like you have that big giant pillow where you can just run. I'm imagining in my mind, you know, I'm a big imaginator, you know, I have big bad imagination. So I'm thinking like when you say a resting place, I'm thinking like your favorite pillow. Or like this big giant pillow that can just run and just, and is embracing you and then you instantly fall asleep. You know what I mean? And it's like no cares in the world. You have, You have everything you need in this particular area. You have your favorite drinks. You have your favorite, your family. You got whoever it is that's in the room, your favorite music. You got everything you need in that resting place.
Come on now.
And it's like, there's no place I'd rather be. It's like that song, no place I'd rather be, but here in your love, here in your love, set a fire. You know, and it's just like, you get into that, take me to that place, Lord, to that secret place. And that's where you can find your rest, because he is rest.
And when you said that, I'm glad that you brought that out about David. I remember when I was, this one particular day we were following the trails of David in the study of the land of Israel. And they took us to the valley, and the professor began to talk about when David was on the run. And we came to the brookside, and he was talking about how the deer panteth by the water brook. And it wasn't a glorious place or anything, but how he painted the pictures in the Word of God,
yeah.
You would not imagine that. But he was in a rocky place.
Mm-hmm.
And he was hiding in the rocks, running from Solomon, because
yes.
Solomon was seeking to kill him. And so when you think about rest, all right, you have to just think about refuge. And this is where he was trying to do, is get the rest that he needed from a rest. You know, he was running. And he was tired, you know, and he had to have a place of refuge to find, because refuge results to safety. And so I want to turn your attention to Psalm 62 and verse number 7. And this is one of the Psalms verses, and says, in 62 and 7 say, in God is my salvation. Now, there's many words that you can use here. I mean, scriptures. And my glory, the rock of my strength. Because he was tired. He needed strength. He needed rest right there. When we are weak, he is yet strong. And so, therefore, we need that strength. But this is what he says. And my refuge, when you don't know no other place to turn to, this is what David is telling us, is in God. Now, there's many other ones that's there. But I want you to understand that the refuge is the rest that we need. In time of trouble, he shall hide us. How come when he hides us, he is our refuge? And I thank God for, you know, him being our refuge. He's that fortress that we need when we're weary, when we're worn, when we're sad. We can find in him a resting place. Excuse me. And he shall make us glad. I'm telling you. So therefore, to do that. So that would lead us into our next word. Amen. And I want to use my word, reprove. Because, see, when we need, and overseer, can you get the definition for reprove for me right quick? It's something that we just need to understand about this word, reprove, and when it comes and relates to us having refuge and strength. Now, I'm going to read John. I'm trying to get you here. John chapter 16 and verse number 8. And it says, and when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. He will reprove. Who will reprove? Jesus himself. And when you, if you're looking in your Bible, it will be in red, so he's speaking this. But he's speaking of himself, because he said he didn't come to save those that was made whole, that was already, but he came to save those that were sick, those that need a healing, those that need to be made whole. You have the definition for reproof, woman of God?
Yes, I do. And this is in the Webster, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. It says to scold or to correct, usually gently or with kindly intentions.
Okay, so when he was, when we look at this, it's a reproof. He's coming to correct them, mm-hmm. and he's not doing it. He's not doing it harshly, but he's doing it because sometimes, you know, even though, and I'm saying that because sometimes we make mistakes, and then we cause us to be restless.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're restless, he reproves us. How does he reprove us? Sometimes he says he chastens those whom he loves. He chastens us through his word. That's a form of reproof. And so when we hear the word of God, sometimes it may prick our hearts or prick our spirit. And we have to know that, you know, this is the Lord's doing, and it should be marvelous in our eyes, because why? He needs to do that for us, all right? And that should lead us to your next word. Oh, do you have anything for Bruce?
Don't, but I was thinking that when you said reprove, that means, you know, when you mentioned that he came to those that were lost, I looked at the fact that he came to redeem us because he's our mm-hmm. redeemer. And I think about that song, I Know That My Redeemer Lives. Man, that song is so powerful. Ooh. And I was looking at some scriptures, and I said, you know what, this is a perfect one right here. In John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then I saw in the Old Testament, in Isaiah 53:5, it says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. By his stripes, we are healed. So he came to our rescue, which I say redeemer and rescue, because he did both. He redeemed us, those that was in sin, enough to rescue us out of it. And so we don't look like what we used to look like. And as you were saying that this morning, it's like what, how you was giving God glory and praise this morning, woman of God, is how God has kept us, and he has kept, you know, brought us into a place where we don't look the same. You know, I don't look I used to when I was 16. I know some of us wish they, you know, we still had that, you know, that nice figure or whatever, but you know, when you really think about it, the lifestyle that we lived, I can just talk about me, I lived, was not, I can't say that I didn't enjoy my life. I did. But when I came into the revelation of just how much Jesus loved me and that he wanted to rescue me from my own self, from my own self-destruction, and from my own demise, and even from people that was out there to tear me down, someone my way to tell me about the love of God. Now, I've always been in church, you know, back and forth throughout my life, but it took one moment in time to give me the revelation understanding that I have been redeemed and he has rescued me from myself and from the hands of the enemy. That's love.
Mm-hmm.
Redeeming
love. Amen.
Yes, and because, you know, when you think about what you just said, the redeemed love, and like you say, you know that our Redeemer lives. When you think about something that's redeemed, you think about something that you are rescuing, or you think about something that you purchase back, you get back. And that is what he did. He redeemed us. And then it just goes back to the scripture we just read about to save us from our sins. He reproved us. He redeemed us from that which we was. And like you said, it's not that we didn't think that we didn't have fun, but it was a better way that he wanted us to be. And that's why he told us to be holy, for he is holy. And so this is a good thing to know that the Redeemer of our soul is none other than Jesus Christ. We can't get rest from nobody else like he can give us rest. You know, people say, well, I wonder every time I start reading my word, I fall asleep. What? That's the best. You get the best rest. You get the sweet rest because, see, the enemy be trying to plague your mind and keep you, you know, your mind is racing. If it ain't the enemy, your mind is thinking about going to the grocery store, going down there. You got a test tomorrow. You can't go to sleep, and you know you didn't study well, and you just thinking that you are. But pick up that word.
Yeah.
Start reading, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, reading the word, and watch you get that rest. I'm telling you, you just okay. You'd be like, oh, I was trying to read my word. Uh-huh. The enemy don't want you to read that word because he knows. This is another one. He would cause you to relax.
That's good. Relax.
Because when you relax, you're resting in him. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can be relaxed in him. That means you're resting in him. You're trusting him to know that he's in charge. He is, and this leading you to the next word, he becomes your ruler. Come on, woman of God.
My goodness. Oh, before we add on to that, I saw something in the definition of redeem, and this is powerful. It's to free from what? Hold on. Let me go back. It says to free from captivity by payment of ransom.
Mm.
A ransom.
Yes, ransom. Hey, and you know what? And you see, here go my sanctified imagination. Okay, a ransom. Now, you think about it when somebody has been kidnapped.
My goodness.
The kidnappers send a note to the people that own or that they belong to.
Right.
And say, you want them back, you got to pay X amount of dollars, a ransom to get them back. We was kidnapped because we were born in sin, shaping in iniquity. We didn't even have no say-so. We was already in bondage. We was stuck. But the ransom, the ransom was already paid by his blood. Paid by his blood. Hallelujah. He became the ransom. Ooh, Jesus, slow me down, because I'm about to take off. Hallelujah, like a 747. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. I'm on the runway. Glory, hallelujah. The ransom that was paid for my soul, for your soul. Hallelujah, come on.
Come on, come on, come on, overseer, because I'm
woman of God, I just seen in here, even in the definition, repair and restore, and we've already talked about that. So you know. Okay, let me go on. Let me go on. Let me go on. You said
ruler. Come on, come on, come on with it. Come on, come on.
I just saw that in there. It said repair and restore. So I'm thinking, wow, that means he's going to restore us. He's going to do all that. So when you look at the word.
Hold it. Slow, pop your brakes there. You said repair.
Uh-huh.
And restore. Can you break that down? Come on with it now.
Let's go. So when I looked at that, it's almost like you're being fulfilled with something that you didn't even know you had, that was freely given to you. You think about
why would I need to be repaired before I'm restored?
Because we never knew that we were broken. You know, you think when you go down to, like in Jeremiah, when the Lord told Jeremiah to go down to the potter's house, and he saw the potter as he was molding, I'm about to run in my room, and I ain't got that much space in here, but I'm gonna just run. And you think about how we were. That's the same example about how we have been used, we've been abused, you know, in certain kind of ways. And even as a young child, you know, or even in your mother's womb, you know, God already knew the plans. But sometimes, mothers don't know this, but the rejection, you know, the things that they endure, the baby feels that. The baby feels all the rejection. It feels all the fighting, the things that may have happened during that trimester, a trial of giving. I'm trying to get the words out. Of birth, you know, while that baby is growing, and maybe in some instance, you know, the mother is in a happy place, but then those times of rejection, every child feels that. Mm-hmm. Every baby feels that, you know, and so when you think about when you grow up and you hear someone tell their child, you know, you ain't going to do this, you ain't going to amount to nothing, they've been abused, they've been passed from one house to the next, you know, they've been beat, they've been exposed to drugs, they've been exposed to all kinds of stuff at an early age, and they can't be a child, you know, and enjoy life, you know, and then they take that baggage with them, that's where the brokenness, you know, is. And sometimes we don't know, especially as women, because we're so emotional, you know, we carry on so much, you know, that broken place, that place that we did not even know is passed on from every relationship. But when we get to the right relationship, because sometimes we look for love in the wrong places, God is the only one that can repair those areas. You know, just like when you have a cut, you know, or you fall and you have a big giant cut, you know, if you don't put some ointment on it, it's not going to heal properly. If you need stitches and you decide you just want to put a Band-Aid on it, it ain't going to heal right, because all kinds of infections, stuff is going to come into that wound. But until you go to the right place, to the right doctor, to get the right ointment, to get the right medicine, you cannot be restored. You cannot be repaired correctly. Does that make sense? So that's why we have to.
All right now. Hallelujah. And then when you talk about who is the person that is going to do this restoring? We know that it is Jesus. But the R word for him, drum roll, is John 3:2. Come in there. And the scripture for John 3:2 is the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. So the restore, when you are repaired, when you are restored, that is a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
You still there.
Mm.
When you're repaired and when you're restored, that is a miracle.
Yes.
And it is done by Jesus, who is also known as Rabbi.
Yes.
They honor him in the way that they acknowledge his priesthood.
Yes.
They acknowledge his leadership ability. They acknowledge him and say, thou art a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're repaired and when you're restored, a teacher has to teach you these things. Come
yeah.
on, somebody. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And since they, and I'm going to roll on with this. Glory to God. And since he is the rabbi, and he says it because he is sent here, and when he came, Jesus, they didn't understand, hallelujah, because, you know, before they were saying, is that not, you know, Lord Jesus, the thought just went out of my mind. But anyway, I'm going to keep on rolling. We're going to look at this, hallelujah. Let's turn over to Romans. Romans, chapter number 15. And we turn to chapter number 15, we're going to go to verse number 12. Because, see, not only was he a rabbi, and not only was he because he came, it's been, to be, if he's going to be the redeemer, we have to understand that this comes from the root. I know it still sounds crazy, but listen up. Romans 15 and 12. And again, Elias. Okay, but let's look at verse number 11 first. And it says, and again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. And again, Elias says, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he shall raise to reign. Okay, there go your word. Reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. Then I want to take you from there over to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter number 11. And then we're going to read verse number 10 to back that up. 11 and 10. And it says, and in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign. All right, that's a signal, y'all. Of the people, to it shall be the Gentiles see. And his rest shall be glorious.
Wow.
And then not only that, then we're going to jump over here, hallelujah, to Proverbs 12 and 3. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. Why? Because what? You're resting. You know you've been redeemed, you've been restored, you've been reproved.
Mm.
So your righteousness, my God, shall not be moved. Come on, Overseer, because I'm trying. Work it.
All right. And I think this is powerful, woman of God, because that lets you know that he is our ruler. And in Psalms 10:16, it says, the Lord is king forever and ever. The heathens are perished out of his land. Can you imagine that?
Read that again.
The Lord is king. The Lord is king.
King, okay.
Let's say it like this. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathens are perished out of his land. That means they can't even go into his land because he ain't going to let them come into his land. Not if he's king. You think about when you watch those movies where the heathens and all them bad people trying to come in into the kingdom, and the king is like, nah, son, you can't come in. You gotta go, you know. And he sends out his army to fight, but they're perished out of his land, so they can't even come on the land. And even if they try to, they're gonna get beat up.
Or demolished,
yes, I said beat up, but, you know, demolished. And then this is the one that I love. This is one of my favorite scriptures. In Psalms 24, 1 and 2, and this is the New King James Version. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters.
Mm-hmm.
But the way I say it is, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And then you look at the New Testament, and it says here in Colossians 1, 15 through 17, it says, and this is the King James Version, it says, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created, that are in the heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, wherewith they be thrones or dominion or principalities or powers. All things are created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. So I'll let you know that he's a ruler.
Yes, he is the ruler. He is the ruler. Hallelujah.
Over everything. So nothing goes by him that he does not even know about. And you remember how we talked about he is omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's all up. He's everywhere. He sees everything.
Mm-hmm.
He knows everything. He's all-knowing. He's all-powerful. So it's like, and we belong to him. And he's given us the same power to bind and to loose, the keys to the kingdom, to bind and to loose. He's given us his spirit to give us power to overcome temptations and over all types of things that may come against us, and even to preach the gospel of his reigning, of him coming soon, of people, you know, being able to know that Jesus loves them. He's given us the authority as a ruler. And
yes,
we are peculiar. And we are royal priesthood. And we are the inheritance.
Did you say royal? Are we royalty?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. We are. And he knows our name, too.
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm.
He knows our name. And so when you know when, and then not only that, when since we are royalty, he will give us a robe.
Ooh, I love that.
He will give us a robe. You know, I'm trying to, I'm trying to remember the scripture here. We sing the song that said, I gave him my old tattered garments. In exchange, he gave me a robe of pure white. Now I'm feasting on the manna from heaven, and that is why I'm happy tonight. For the window of heaven are open, and the fire is falling. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And when you think about it, if you look at it, it's just with royalty. You think about the scripture of the prodigal son.
Mm-hmm.
The father was looking after the son had left out, took all of his wealth, squandered it. And when the father, you know, he came, now the prodigal really wasn't the one that went out. The prodigal was the one that was inside the house, if you ask me, because he the one had the issue. He had the issue because, okay, this is a teaching moment here. So, hallelujah. He had the issue because when the brother that was lost came back, he was bitter. It wasn't the one that was outside. It was the one inside. He was like, why are you doing that for him? I was here with you faithful. And see, this is how some folks, I'm just going to make it plain. This is how some folks is in the four-wall congregation. They see somebody else, you know, being restored. They see somebody else coming back trying to get rest and repaired. And they got all of this animosity. They got a business. They jealous. And so therefore, it ain't the one that went out. It's the one that's within. And we have to be careful, saints, hint, that we don't let a root of bitterness spring up in us. Because somebody that has been backslidden or somebody that come in that don't look like us and we mistreating them. Oh, come on. Oh, Lord Jesus, help us today. We don't want those things to come in there. So getting back to the the prodigal. When he came back, the father said, go kill the fatted calf. Bring them robe. He gave him a robe. And this is how the Lord does with us. We have a robe. He takes those tattered garments. When we say tattered garments, we young people, we're talking about the troubles that we have gone through. Now, there are some times that when you come to the Lord, there are some things that's going to still be there. But however, because you have taken on the Lord and you have decided to make Jesus your choice, those situations might still be there, but you will have a rest. You will have a refuge in him that you will be able to withstand and be able to be girded about. The righteousness of God will give you the strength that you need to be there. Yes, there is times that I boo-hoo cried. I ain't going to even lie. There has been times it seems like I could not make it. But because when I relaxed and cast all of my cares upon him, he gave me the rest that I needed. And so this is what we need to understand, that while we bring in these words to you, because the rabbi, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the King of Kings, the ruler, he's there to do these things for us. You want to add to that, Overseer?
Yes, ma'am, I do. You know, there was, and I'm pretty sure that our young people have seen on TikTok and all these other things where there's someone that's in the mall and they have someone that asks a question and they said, okay, so you can buy anything that you want in the singles and they get whatever they want out of the store. Well, think about it. When it comes to the things of God and when it comes to God, Jesus giving us a robe, that is like a whole brand new garment. You can take off with your old shoes. You can take off your, you know, all the old stuff that you had on, and you can put on the new garment that he has set just for you. And it's tailor fit just for you. You know, and guess what? You didn't even have to pay for it because he paid for it. And
that's
so
right.
That's what makes it so powerful. It's just, you know, and these people, you know, on these TikToks or whatever, and they on these videos, and they're looking like, for real? I can go in there and I can buy a $1,400 shoes or jacket, and I don't have to pay for it? That's the same kind of love that God has for us, but it's much more because it's a guarantee. You don't have to worry about giving it back or if it's ever getting torn or you know, there's always a renewal. Oh, my goodness. There's always a renewal whenever you go back to him and you say, God, I messed up. I did this. I did that. You can go to him and you can, here's another R. You can go to him and repent, and he will forgive you for your sin.
Glory.
And he will forgive you, and you will not have, and you don't have to worry about that condemnation because it's not even there. You know, you don't have to go back to the register. Oh, my goodness, my jacket got messed up. You know, so can I get a refund? No, you don't have to do all that. You know, God is going to redo everything over for you. So if you're torn, battered, you know, from the kids of this world, know that your new garment can be given, you know, is going to be freely given to you by the one that paid the price, the one that paid the ransom for us in the first place.
And you know what? That robe is going to be radiant.
And nobody else
the robe
has
is going to be radiant. Yeah, the robe is going to be radiant because why? You, your light is going to shine.
Yes.
Your light is going to shine because why? People say something looks different about you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the radiance from the robe, that righteousness. That's what it is, the robe of righteousness.
Ooh. Yes.
And so when you get this robe of righteousness, oh, my God, hallelujah. You see, you no longer should be wicked. But you're gonna be able to reign. He and you know what? He gives you territories to rule over.
Wow.
So even then everything that the principalities and the wicked rulers of darkness, he gives you that that power. He gives you that ammunition that you need when you come over here on the Lord's side.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
See, that's why the root of righteousness is going to stand. It's not going to wither away once you really stick with him. And then this is we hear this all the time. And then not only when you get that robe of righteousness, you develop a relationship.
Wow.
You develop a relationship with him because why? You getting to know him. He then began to repair you. He began to reprove you. He began to restore you in that which he wants you to be. And when you get that relationship with him, you don't want to do wrong. You want to always be right, R-I-G-H-T. Hey, hallelujah. You want to be right.
Oh, I like that. Right. That's another R.
You want to be right. And then, you know what? Then that way that you can be able to just continue to just walk up, you know, be able to just walk in your kingdom authority that the righteousness of God. That is something, hallelujah, glory to God. So, woman of God, we got another word.
Yes, ma'am. And you know what? All of that in a bundle makes us rich because the word of God says in Proverbs 10:22, The blessing of the Lord maketh a person rich, and he has no sorrow with it. So you think about everything that we have in our arsenal, everything that we have in our home, everything that we need, he freely gives it to us. In 2 Corinthians 8:9, it says, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that through he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." So you know what? He decided, okay, I'm going to pass down myself. I'm going to lay down my crown. I'm going to lay down who I am to be poor so that you can be rich. Now, what kind of father would do that? About in Ephesians 2:4-5, it says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, out of
rich.
His great
glory,
with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, that means our sin, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved." So, oh my gosh, I'm going to cry right now just thinking about that, because he became poor so that we could become rich. But it was God who is rich in his mercy, in mercy, and out of the great love for us, he loved us. Even when we're in our mess, even when we have the nasty attitude, even when we lied, even when we stole, even all those times, that those secret things that we only want to keep to ourselves, God knows. But he still loved us. Even in the bad relationships and even in the good relationships, he still loved us. Even when you was abused, even when you was rejected, and then you turned around and you ended up rejecting people yourself, he still loved us. But think about it. By grace, you have been saved. And for those that want to be saved, you can be saved. And you can be rich. You know, people, you know, you think about when young, you know, you hear these rappers talking about, I'm rich, got all this money. You see them flashing money, big cars, big houses, all these women, all these men and stuff. But at the end of the day, they're still empty on the inside. It was a rapper that I listened to the other day. He was talking about his grandmother and how his grandmother raised him up in church, you know, and she wanted him to have a relationship with God. And he questioned that. But the day that she died in his arms, he said he was alone with her. What happened was she was going up a hill, and he was taking her up a hill, and she looked back. But then he said she saw something from afar off, like past him. Then she looked at him, smiled, and then she passed away in his arms. What was so powerful was the fact that he saw, not only was he alone with her, but he felt the peace and the presence of God that he had been longing for.
Wow.
And his life wasn't perfect. And until this day, he still acknowledged who God is. And I believe that God is eventually going to turn him over to where he's going to be able to truly be sold out for the things of God. You know, but he said because of the choices that he's made and because of the prayers of grandma, because of the prayers of grandpa, he is still standing today because of those prayers and because of the blessings. But here's the thing, people of God. Richness is not about money.
Being That's right.
It's not having money. It's not all about having all the fancy cars and all these other things. You want to be rich in the things of God, because like
yes.
you said earlier, the blessings of the Lord maketh a person rich, and he added no sorrows to with it. So you think about it, when people have all this rich, when they win the lottery, when they have all the money in the world, they're still empty because they don't have Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and not as out of religion, but a relationship with him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know what?
Go ahead, woman.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Finish the thought. You know, as you said, like you said, that the, those are temporal things.
Mm-hmm.
Because it, but when God gives you this relationship and you, you know, you need the root for it to be rooted in you, you need a spirit. And so I want to go here into John chapter number 7. Because, see, this is a rich thing, and it just came to me when he was talking. John 7, verses 37 and 38. And Jesus says, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, it means you're looking for something. You wandering around, you need some rest. He said, let him come unto me and drink. What are you drinking? He's not talking about a natural water. He's
mm-hmm.
talking about that righteousness. He's talking about a place of rest. He's talking about a place that he can restore and repair and redeem and reprove. He said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture have said, all right? When you truly believe on God, as the scripture has said, he said, out of his belly shall See, I'm starting this coughing. That's a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
Out of his belly shall flow rivers, not just the one, but rivers
multiple.
Of living waters. If that ain't a refreshing, I don't know what it is. If that ain't a refreshing to show you that the richness in him, rivers. That means there is, you can't, it is continuous. A river is good. Yes, sometimes it draws up, but there is a root to that river. You can always trace it back to something. A stream somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And the rivers of living water comes from Jesus. This is what we've been, you know, we've went through the alphabet. We have been to, from A, now we landed in the letter R. And it has been a road that we have been traveling to righteousness, to salvation, to the for you to be descriptive, that you can see that in the Word of God, there is so much robust a flavor to enrich your soul that you cannot, you should not error. You should not error. We would not want to error because why? He made it plain for us. And so when you find yourself restless, when you find yourself in a place that you cannot, just come running. He said the race is not given to, he said the race is not given to the swift, nor to the strong, but to them that endure to the end. This race is that, you know, we know all of this because why? He is the Redeemer.
Yes.
You want to add, woman of God?
I wanted to sing.
I wanted to sing.
I was on the way to song. Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning?
Who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can catch a falling star? Well, I know my Redeemer lives.
Yes, yes.
My Redeemer lives. All of creation testifies that this life within me cry. I know my Redeemer, he lives.
Ooh. That's right there. Oh, my. Ooh, hallelujah. Because we know that our Redeemer lives. We can truly rest in him. We can truly rely on the promises that he has made in his word. We know that we are in a right place.
I like that.
We know that we are in the right place.
That's right.
He would not lead us astray.
Mm-mm.
He would keep us on if we let him. If we let him. If we let him, I'm keep saying it, if we let him.
That's right.
He will keep us on the straight and narrow way. But we got to let him. We got to want to let him in. We got to stay on the right side of the road and not on the wrong side. This is such a rich word, and you know that this is I can't stress it enough. Hallelujah. So let us pause right here and let administrator give us a commercial, and then we'll come back and open up the floor for comments.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live. Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews Facebook page. 11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual. Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page. Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027 for rates and available time. To receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org. That's www.werestoreyou.org. God bless you.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to his word, submit to his call, and submit to his commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
All right, people of God, we have come to the portion that you will be able to ask your questions, insert your comments. We appreciate our young people, no matter where you are, those of you that may be in Upper New York or Massachusetts, down the mighty 60 in Mississippi, those on the West Coast in Arizona, California, wherever you are, you might be calling from Iowa, you might be in Puerto Rico, Japan, wherever you are, we appreciate you in whatever time zone that you have risen up this morning. They raise up. He rose up with all power in his hand. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You have risen this morning to come and hear the word of the Lord come alive. Amen. As we present to you God through the letter R. Amen. Hallelujah. So the floor is now open for questions and comments. If you do have a question or a comment, those of you that's on the blog side, you can put it in the chat room. You can press 1 on the dial of your phone. If you want to speak audible, you can do that. Whoever is on the blog side, if you're on the conference line, you can star 6 your line and be able to make your comments. Amen. Or you can text 334-440-6152. Overseer and myself, amen, hallelujah. We enjoy to hear from you, so please do avail yourself and, you know, let us know how did you enjoy the word of today, and you may have a letter R word that you would like to share with us in the listening audience. So at this time, the floor is now open for anyone that would like to make a question or make a comment or ask a question. If there's anyone, remember, we are live all over the world, so time is an essence. Anyone have a question or comment? Well, overseer.
This Evangelist Marshall, I just had one to say good morning and God bless both of you all. And this was very awesome, and I just, a good morning nugget to, feast upon, the word of God, to just be reminded of, who he is. And no matter how I call it dissect it, break it up, how you got an alphabet, no matter how we fix it, how you have presented it, it's his word. And it is so good and so right and so true. So I just thank you all for this inspiration word this morning. God bless you.
Amen. When she said dice it up, I thought about the word ripe, R-I-P-E. Hallelujah. It is ripe. It is in good season. And the season is right for us to slice it and dice it. Amen. Anyone else?
Powerful.
Yes. All right. If there is no more questions or comments, if you're trying to speak, make sure that your phone, if you're on the conference line, you have to star 6 in order to come off of mute. So if there's anyone, for those of you that are first-time listeners and you're calling in, we have been going through the Word of God using the letters of the alphabet. And so we've been sharing and breaking bread with the listening audience, especially our youth, to this is words that they can utilize when they pray or when they're in a place that they can say, well, I remember they said this letter, this word, and then it can be a refreshing to them. And as she said, Evangelist Marshall, it is a reminder. So that is another thing, that these words can be remind us where we are with our relationship with God. So we thank God for that. Amen. Overseer, is there any more words that you might want to share?
I just thought about the word reaction. So mm-hmm. now that the letter R, we can react just as Jesus reacted when we call out to him and he inclined his ear to us. We can also react by surrendering our all to him and taking these nuggets, what we learn on today, and apply it to our lives.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always a cause, so a reaction. His reaction was his love.
And yes, that is a reaction. Amen. Because when we hear, actually, and I'm glad you said that, because if we hear his word, we will react to the word.
Mm-hmm.
We either going to follow it and be obedient, or we're going to reject it
mm.
and go our own separate ways. But know if you reject the word of God, it's not going to be good.
Mm-mm.
But if you react and respond to it Ooh. In a positive way, it's going to do the body good.
Yeah.
And what I mean by the body, your mind, your soul, your spirit will get the response that is needed that will get you the rest that you want, that will give you the restoration that you need. You will get those things of reproving and the rest, you know, all of that is going to be good. So just remember that your reaction is vital, that you understand that this is how God wants you to be. He wants you to be renewed in the mind.
Mm.
He wants you to be restored to your rightful place in the kingdom of God. That was the purpose of him making man in the first place, so that he can have a pure, right relationship with him. But we know what happened. We know about the mess up. But even in the mess up, God had a redemption plan. Hey, glory be to God. He had a redemption plan.
That's right.
He was not left in the dark.
Mm-mm.
He already knew. He foresaw it. And he already had his robe of flesh already ready and prepared. When the right time came, that clock, when it was time for him to roll out of his throne in glory, come down through the 42 generations, I might not get it right, but when he showed up on the scene as the rabbi, as the son of man, when he showed up, hallelujah, he rolled out, hallelujah, because the Jews is looking for a king. They looking for him in the flesh, when they should have been looking for him in the spirit.
Wow.
And that's why the Gentiles seek. We were seeking for it, and we can be happy that we are adopted in the royal family today. Hallelujah. We got royal priesthood, a chosen generation. Amen. So we should be grateful for that.
Yeah.
But with that being said, amen. You going to say something, woman of God?
Yes, and I said, and he remembered us.
Ooh, yes. He didn't leave us hanging. He didn't leave us hanging. Yes, he remembered us.
It was going to be a remnant. A remnant.
Ooh, see.
That's going to serve him and reverence him and respect him as the King of Glory.
Come on. Hallelujah.
I might be talking about R's all day long today.
Yeah. So just remember the letter R today. When you hear the letter R, think on if you hear these keywords that we have said today, it should do something in your belly. It should leap. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if there is, we're going to give one more call. Is there any other one, anyone that wants to make a comment this morning? Let us remember on tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. right here on the same channels, on the blog side or on the conference line. Our very own Apostle Maurice Simmons will be coming and bringing a prophetic word that God has given him to share with the kingdom of God and the people of God everywhere, young, middle-aged, and senior alike. We thank God for the man of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So with that being said, we're going to go out in prayer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we know that it is not by our might nor by our power, but it's by your spirit that we, oh God, can have a resting place. We, oh God, hallelujah, can have taste of the righteousness, oh God, of your redemption, of that you have shedded the blood of Calvary's cross. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that we had an opportunity to be able and we still have an opportunity to repent of our sins, turn from our wicked ways, oh God, that we can, hallelujah, lay all our rags at your feet. Lord God, that we will receive a robe of righteousness in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, that as when we don't know which way to turn and which direction to go, Lord God, you will lead us in the right pathway, oh God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you continuously, Lord God, to stand at the door and knock, oh God. And oh God, if we hear your voice and we hear the knocking, that we, oh God, can open up, Lord God, and allow you to come in and sup with us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, that we can be a royal priesthood, oh God. Ah, glory be to God, knowing that, hallelujah, Lord, that we don't have to faint. We don't have to fall. We don't have to, oh God, straight back, oh God. But I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We can call upon your name, that name that is above every name. Hallelujah. Ah, glory. You will rescue us, oh God. Rescue us from our faults, oh God. Rescue us from our can't help it, oh God, the habits that we have yet at the most. Oh, glory, hallelujah. The things that we, oh God, cannot control. Oh, God, hallelujah. That you, oh God, you, Lord God, hallelujah. Hey, God, hallelujah. You can revive us even the more, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and we thank you. We give you the glory, the honor, the praise. Now, Father, it's your word, oh, God. Let us hide it in our heart that we would not sin against thee. Lord God, let us be doers of the word and not hearers only, oh, God. Hallelujah. As we develop a strong relationship with you, oh, God, hallelujah, Lord. We will love you more. We will do better, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for rescuing us, oh God. Hallelujah. You are that 911. Oh, Koriana, you are that 911 help, oh God, when we call upon your name. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the youth everywhere. We ask, oh God, as they go forth this day, help them in that place that they need. Anything that they're struggling with, oh God, Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they now know, oh God, a little bit more, that they can be able, Lord God, hallelujah, to just run to you and, oh God, hallelujah, fall on their knees and begin to say, Lord, Lord, help me, help me, help me, and they will get the help that they need. Father, I thank you. I praise you, oh God, hallelujah. We ask that no backlash or retaliation come nigh near those, oh God, that's trying, Lord God, hallelujah, to stay, Lord, steadfast in you. We glorify you and we magnify you. In the mighty, magnificent, wonderful name of Jesus, we pray. And it is so in Jesus' name, amen. Well, people of God, hallelujah, young people, we will be back, hallelujah, if the Lord say the same, the first Friday of December. Invite somebody, amen. We will present to you the letter S, amen, hallelujah. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful feast and Thanksgiving on with your families on next. And for those of you that are less fortunate, hallelujah, we pray that God will open up avenues and doors for you, that you will receive, that you will receive, that you will receive the blessings of the Lord. Because remember, the blessings of the Lord make us rich, addeth no sorrow. Be safe in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Like never before, we're waging war.
Anoint my head,
oh, yes.
Anoint my feet,
send the
rain
down.
Raining down, here on the battleground.
For your glory,
we're taking territory, fighting unseen enemies.
Like never before.
In your name.